All right. But today we're on top some of him and all. All right, let's just review from yesterday. So, what? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, the daf tonight is sponsored by Ed Farber, Lilui Neshama of his mother, Shifra by the Yaakov Yisrael Zechon Lebracha, and Lilui Neshama of his grandfather Menachem Mendel Ben Meir Zechon Lebracha. Okay, so
where are you?
I'm on Samach Hayim and Aleph, 65A, around 8 lines down. Okay, every mute yourself. Everybody mute themselves. Okay. So the in yesterday's Gemara, we mentioned there was a machlok between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda. So we spoke about if you have one pair of goats, one pair of Se'irim, you do the lottery on the Se'irim, and you pick one Azazel, one Lashem, and then one of the animals dies. Let's say the Azazel dies. Then the Tana Mishnah says we have to get another pair to do a lottery over another pair. And then one of them has to, according to Tana Kama, has to graze until it gets a mum, and then it goes for Olat Nadava. So the question was, which one is the one that is offered as a korban, and which one goes to graze? So we had a machlok between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, which boiled down to the question whether Balei Chaim Nidachim or not. So according to Rav, Balei Chaim Einam Nidachim. So we're going to use the one Lahashem from the first pair, and the second one will go to graze. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Balei Chaim are Nidachim. So the other one's history, and we'll use the one from the second pair. Then we mentioned that according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that Ein Chatat, that the Tana Kama holds, we can't let it die. It's a Chatat Kipru Baleha. So based on our normal halach code, one of them would have to die. But according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Chatat Tzibur is made. It does die. That's one point of dispute. And then we also had that according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Balei Chaim are Nidachim. So Rav will learn the Tana Kama holds Balei Chaim Einam Nidachim, Rabbi Yehuda holds they are Nidachim. Okay? So let's see back in the Gemara. So on Samach Chaim et al. 65a, around the 8th line from the top, so the Gemara says, Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Meir Tamut. So in the Mishnah, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says that one of them has to die, and says, the Chatat Shekipu Bales, who has to die. So the Gemara says, Bishnah, again, according to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that Chatat Tzibur could be put to death, but he also holds that Balei Chaim are Nidachim. So the Gemara says, "B'shtelim Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Sheni Shiv Zugri from Yira." According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the one that grazes, that according to the Tana Kama, the one that would go to graze would be the one that was Hashem in the first pair. Rabbi Yehuda, Yamot. According to Rabbi Yehuda, will die. In other words, he says, "Mitzaper B'sheni Shiv Zugri, you'll get kapara." With the second last family, the second group, everything's fine according to that. El Rav, the Amar Sheni, the Sheni Yireh. But according to Rav, who learned that Sheni Shibazuk Sheni Yireh, right? He holds that Balei Chaim Meinim Dachim. So the one slash Shem is the one from the first group, is the way Rav learned, and the second one will graze. Rabbi Huda Yamot. So in those, we think that whichever one the Tana Kama says grazes, we think that's the one Rabbi Yehuda holds dies. That's what we think. So the Tana Kama says grazed, Rabbi Yehuda says dies. That's what we think. So if that's the case, I'm going the way Rav is explaining. So Rav holds it's the second one that grazes. So according to the Tana Kama. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second one we put to death. He says the Rabbi Yehuda of mine is not here. But then that only leaves me with the first one. But the first one was Nidche. So he holds that can't be offered as a korban because Balei Chaim are Nidachim. So I'm left with nothing to bring as a korban. So the Gemara says, Misab Rabbi Yehuda, Asheni Shusub Sheni Kvai. What makes you think that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the one in the second pair, which is the way we assume? Rabbi Yehuda, Asheni Shusub Rishon Kvai. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is always talking about when he says Tamut, that the behemoth dies, he means from the first pair. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda goes. It's the one from the first pair that will die, and the second. Okay, now, okay, that's that first piece. All right? Any questions, comments to us so far? Okay, now, if we get to the next 10 lines, I think we'll be okay. Now, yeah, this is a complicated Gemara. But naturally, you did not get it, Michael.
Very good thing.
He's got a tremendous mazel. I'll tell you. The ones I picked for him, it's like, okay, now the Gemara says the ikut kamotiv haki. Now some say the question we started off the sugya yesterday was a kasha of Odomar Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says A. Rabbi Yehuda says that Katatzibur dies. The Odomar Rabbi Yehuda. In addition to which, at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that if the blood spilled from one korban, the other one has to die. And or if the Mishtaleach has died, Shafeh Adam. So the Gemara says the Ika the Tamotiv Haki. So some say the question went like this: the Odomar Rabbi Yehuda Nishpach Adam Yemura Mishtaleach. This is quoting from the Mishnah. That if the blood spilled, it means from the one that was for the seir that was last Hashem, spilled before it was applied with sprinkling and everything else, Yamuna Mishaleya, the Mishaleya has died. Because he holds that the Chatat Sibur could die. He says, Yamuna Mishaleya, Mena Mishaleya, Tshvei Hadam. So, Bishlema the Rav, so according to Rav, it works out well. Reisha Pligi B'chatat Tzibur. So there's 2 points of dispute according to Rav between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. So first, he's co-linked with Chatat Tzibur. First, Rabbi Yehuda says, a Chatat Tzibur could die. The Tanakhama holds a Chatat Tzibur doesn't die. And B'seifa Pligi B'bal Lechaim. And the second issue in the Mishnah, this is what I should have said before, is that the Tanakhama holds B'al Lechaim Einam Nidachim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a B'al Lechaim Ar Nidachim. So Meila, so it's nidcha, and it can't be brought to support, and it has to die. El Rabbi Yochanan, my vaod. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's only one point of dispute between them. That's about the chatat, because even the Tanakhama holds that Balei Chayim are nidachim. So kasha, that's the difficulty within Rabbi Yochanan. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts? All right, let's keep moving. We're at the two dots on Samachim and all, 65A, around 20 lines down. You have it over there? Okay. So va'odamar Rabbi Yehuda, nishu chachatam yuwen mishleya. So in the end of the Mishnah, we said that according to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, he says of Nishpach Adam means you have the blood for the seir that you want to apply inside, and it fills Yamuna Mishleach. The one that set up Lazazel has died. So the Gemara says Mishleim Nishpach Adam Yamuna Mishleach. So I understand if the blood spills, the Lazazel has to die. That Kati Lo David Mitzvah Tov. The mitzvah wasn't done with the blood, so I have to have a new set of a new pair of goats. Take a new goral, and then because I need replacement goat, I haven't done the mitzvah with it. And Amela, then since Balei Chayim are nidachim, he holds that the other one has to die. Ela meida mishtaleach. But the other case in the Mishnah, if the seer mishtaleach, he has a heart attack before the blood is applied. Amay yishafech adam. Why does blood have to be poured out? So what is the requirement with the Azazel? So the only thing the Torah definitely requires with Azazel is to go through the lottery. That's the only thing it definitely requires. Inachinam is a mitzvah to bring it out and throw it off the cliff and everything else. The only thing it says chukabai is that I have to do lottery. So Mela, if I did the mitzvah with Azazel, so why do I have to pour out the blood? In other words, so Amri debate Rabbi Yanai, so he said the base letter to Rabbi Yanai, Amar Kra Ya'oman Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper. The pasuk says the Azazel should stand up while it's alive to be with kapara. Amatayah, he's a kukliot chai. How long must the Azazel stay alive in order to continue the avoda? Adshat matin tam shel kaperu. So it's a requirement. The Azazel has to be alive until the blood applications of the seir, you know, lechatat l'Hashem. So this one didn't stay alive till then. So I have to do another lottery with two different goats. So maybe the first one is Nidcha, and it can't be as a korban, so if you put a hold, it has to die. Okay? Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right. So we're around 15 lines from the bottom on Samachayim and Aleph. All right? So the Gemara now is going to quote a Mishnah from a second Shkalim, subject to connection with Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Tanana Tam, we learned the Mishnah in the second Shkalim, and this we had in Daf Yomi. So you have people in a town, they sent a matzir to shekel with a shliach. So the shliach is Shomer Chinam. Shomer Chinam is only 500 shia, only a negligence. He says, benigdu or sha'avdu. And then the money got stolen or the money got lost. Now, in nitramach truma nishpan l'gizbarim, it only became known, I guess, to the base of Mikdash and to the B'nai Yair after the truma had already been withdrawn from the base of Mikdash, So at that point, the loss is on the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, when the Beis HaMikdash removes the shkalim, even though there's no shkalim from this town that gave it, but the Gezbarim say that these shkalim are on behalf of everybody in Klal Yisrael, and even the people who shkalim didn't get here. This is what it's for. So the shliach or the shlichim have to take a shua lizgar Gezbarim. And it's the shomer finam, they take shua, you know, shua shlo pashati ba, I wasn't negligent, shua shlo shlachti ba yad, I didn't use it, and shua shena bershuti, I don't have it. That's what the shua they have to take. And then they're off the hook. He says, but if that's not the case and becomes known before there's a withdrawal from the Beis HaMikdash, he's fine with Bnei Ha'ir. Then they have to give the shua to the Bnei. They have to, let me go, unless somebody there. They have to, all right. They have to give a shua to Bnei Ha'ir. Bnei Ha'ir, shoklan acherim tachtayim. Then, at that point, the loss is on the Bnei Ha'ir. It's not he was lost the Beis HaMikdash. And the Bnei Ha'ir, the people in that city, have to have substitute master to shekel. Now, if afterwards, nimstu oshet zeruma ganavim, if afterwards, now they find the shkalim, or the ganavim turn it in. So now I have like two bags of money. Elu ve'elu shkalim, they both had a bin of shkalim. They don't get any credit for next year. In other words, that year, they gave two machzir shekel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and here's the key we want to focus on, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, olim lehem l'shana ba'a. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda says they can use it the next year. So that's the main point. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says if they, under these circumstances, if they ended up taking two machzir shekel, they can have one as an application for next year. Or they could... So my Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, what reason for Rabbi Yehuda says they use for next year? Amarava, Sava Rabbi Yehuda, Choba Shoshana Zu, Kreva L'Shana Ba'a. Rabbi Yehuda holds the obligations this year could be offered in the following year. All right, now, Epe Abaye. So Abaye poses a question. Says, Par B'Seir Shal Yom HaKippur. This is a Braisa. And this relates to our Sugya. The Braisa says, Par B'Seir Shal Yom HaKippurim. If I have the par, the bull, and the seir of Yom HaKippur, and the par is the korban that's offered by the Kohen Gadol on behalf of himself and Shevet Kuhuna, and then you have the seir shel Yom HaKippurim, Sha'abdu, they got lost, the Afrish Acherim Tachteyim, and then you separated other ones to replace them. The Pain Siri Avodah Zara Sha'abdu, the Afrish Acherim Tachteyim, or you have Siri Avodah Zara. Siri Avodah Zara also from the Chata Otiniyot means that the Beis Din made an erroneous ruling and said that a certain type of avoda is permissible, which ends up being a avoda zara. So you have to bring these two seirim. This is kulan yamutu de Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the ones that were lost, they have to be put to death. He says, let me see back in the Gemara. Kli with the Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Lazar Rishimon Omrim Yiru an shistavu biyachru. So it means like this, that this is, it's a chata shekipru ba'alea. There was they were lost. And then the tzibur brought different korban. They brought another par, and as we said, they were lost, right? Abdu. So they were lost, and then the tzibur brought different animals. So it's a chata shekipru ba'alea. The chata that the owner had received atonement for. So that's one of the five chatot meitot. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that a chatzat tzibur is meita, so different than a yachid. And the Blaz Rabbi Shimon holds, like Tana Kama Bar Mishnah, that they graze until they get a boom and be sold and they go into the davar. Shein chatzat tzibur meita. So the question is, though, why is it with respect to the par b'seir of Yom Kippur? Let's just focus on the par b'seir of Yom Kippur. So they were lost. Why can I not apply it for next year? According to Tana Rabbi Yehuda says that shkalim that were lost, so I get a credit to apply for next year. Why can't I apply the par b'seir? They weren't brought this year, but why can't I not use that for next year? Next Yom Kippur. Well, the Gemara will get into that, but that will be an issue. But why can't I use it for next year? Okay. So the now. Yeah, let's go slowly with this. There is a din of chatat metot. But chatat meitot means like chatat shekipru bala, that the owner has got kapara for it. But on Yom Kippur, I always need kapara. In other words, there's an assumption that I always need kapara because I don't know if my kapara is ever complete. So it's not, so we won't view it, in other words, for Yom Kippur, we won't view it as a chatat Kippur Bala. That would be the before I ask that question, why I won't say it that way, but that's the way we'll go with it. So that's the question that Abaye posed to Rabba. So Amarle, and now turn page to Samachem Abay, 65b, the Kaplan. So Amarle, so Rabba says back to him, Korban al Tzibur ka Amar. Oh, you're talking about the Korban al Tzibur, which is like a public sacrifice. He says, Shani Korban al Tzibur, ki Rabbi Tavi Amar Rabbi Yoshia. So Korban al Tzibur, subject to the rule articulated by Rabbi Tavi in the name of Rabbi Yoshia, the Amar Rabbi Tavi and Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Tavi son of Rabbi Yoshia, Amar Kra, Zotrat Chodesh Bechotcho, Lechotcheh Shana, is what he says. So it mentions Chodesh a lot of times, three times, the root Chodesh. So he says, Amar Torah Chadesh Vaveli Korban Mitruma Chadasha. The Torah says that when the new year rolls around, or the new Rosh Chodesh Nisan rolls around, the korban don't have to come from new money. So these were old money korbanot. In other words, so it's different than the Maaseh Kedushah. The Maaseh Kedushah also apply for next year. But the korbanot tzibur, the animals have to purchase with new money. So I can't bring these animals next year. That's the answer of the Gemara, or the Rav's answer. So the Gemara says on line 5, Hatenach Seir. So you're right, the Seir came from the korbanot tzibur. The Seir was paid for by the public. That I hear your argument. Par ma ikul meimar. What about the par? The par is paid by the Kohen Gadol out of his own pocket. Why is that one? Why can't we recycle that one? So the Gemara says, Zera par atu sa'ir. With the Zera in Akinami, the par technically could be offered, but we're afraid if we let you bring the par, people think I could bring the sa'ir. So in order to make consistency, we say you can't. The Gemara says, Mishum Zera yamutu, because of Zera, that's why the par has to die. In other words, they both have to die because of this gzeira. And Rashi says, if it's just a gzeira on the six narrow line of Rashi, bitmiya dayom yireb, enough to let it graze if that's the only issue. Va'od, in addition to which, that's one question. Question number two, va'od had Rabbi Tavi am Rabbi Yoshi kufa mitzvahi. In other words, when Rabbi Tavi says that we bring the korbanot from new money, it's not saying that is the way it absolutely has to be under all circumstances. It's saying that's what the Torah, that's the mitzvah from the Torah to do it that way. But if it's the Eved, it would be good even from the old one. The Amar of Yudamar Shmuel, Rabbi Yisrael and Shmuel, Korot Tzibur HaBa'im B'Chab Nisan, Mitzvah L'Aviv Menacharash, that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's just to bring the new Korban out from the new money. That's true. You may be Menay Yashan Yatzah, but if you brought it from the old money, you're still Yotzei, Elishah Chiser Mitzvah. In other words, you didn't do it the best way, but you still have a mitzvah. You know, I mean, the mitzvah is somewhat defective, but you didn't do it. So again, the question is, if the Parva Seir took a walk, and now I brought a different Parva Seir, so why can't I reuse that Parva Seir? Why, according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, do they have to die? Why can't I reuse them next Yom Kippur? That's the question we have, because the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chovot of the obligations is here. I could offer next year. Okay, everybody good so far? The question
is, what is the age of the Seir, though?
We're going to come to it. The Seir has to be, you're right, that's what Michael said, and we're going to come to it. The Seir has to be within 1 year of its life. Well, yeah, the Seir has to be within 1 year of its life. But we'll see. The Gemara is going to say that it's possible that a year will pass and it'll still be with 1 year of its life, because the year we're going to measure on the solar calendar.
Okay.
Right, exactly right. So lunar year is 354 days. The solar calendar is 365 days. According to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, we do the solar calendar. So it could be that we'll the age will still get in under the wire. So let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, so we're nice to hear from you and see from you, Pern. Okay, so we're on the 10th line on Samachem Beis, 65b, line 10. Okay, so Ela Amar Zera. So we're trying to answer why the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says they can't be recycled. So Zera says, because the goral, let's say you did a goral, let's see, you had two goats, took a walk. That goral I can't use for the next year. I did the lottery 1 year. It doesn't carry over for the next year. So the goral says, no problem. Why don't we take a new lottery? So we have two goats. We'll do a new lottery the following year.
With the same goats.
Zera Shemin Yomru Hagoral Koveya Mishan Lechaberta. So the Gemara says there's a concern people won't realize that you did a new goral. They'll think you used the old goral, and they don't want people to think that way. So the Gemara says Hatena Seir. Well, that will answer me why I can't reuse the Seir. Par my Eklamimur. But what about the par? Why can't I reuse the par? Even assuming that would be the answer for the Seir, what would be the answer why I can't reuse the par? So the Gemara says Zera par atu Seir. So the par is because it's Seir. I can't use Seir because people say I did the same lottery. And the par, we want to make, we're making the Zayir with the par, so people shouldn't come to say that I same lottery with the Seer. That's the way he wants to say. So the Gemara says, Mishum Gzeira Yamutu, because of Gzeira, they should die. The Rashi said they should graze. So we don't have a question, answer yet. So Amru Rabbanan Kamei D'Abaye, so the Chachamim in the Beis Medrash proposed the following answer before Abaye. Gzeira Mishum Chatat Shemetu Baaleha. That is Gzeira because of Chatat Shemetu Baaleha. So we said that according to the Tanna, again, we said that in this case, it's getting an exception to the din of Chatat Shemetu Baaleha in this case. According to the Ritva, because like the kapara you have on Yom Kippur is never done. You always need the kapara. And it was like if I was Machal Shabbos Shogeg, I bring korban. That's it. I have kapara. I'm finished. But the kapara I get on Yom Kippur, it's an unending. It's a lifelong project. So he says, I don't bring it again. The people will think a chatat shemetu baaleha. I didn't say right. Let me scratch what I just said. I'm sorry, let me begin, go back one line. Okay. Let's scratch what I just said. Okay. So the Gemara says, there's a concern that the Kohen Gadol might die during the year. That's another Kata Shemetu Baaleha. One of the five Kata Shemetu is Kata Shemetu Baaleha. The owner dies during the year. So we don't want to let the animals go to next year because the Kohen Gadol, who owns one of them, the par, he might die during the course of that year, and then it would be chatat shemetu baaleha. So the Gemara says hatena par. So that works well for the par. I don't want to get involved with that possibility. Seir ma yitlamemar. What about the seir? Why am I not reusing the seir? You know it's coming. Seir atu par. I don't want to use the seir because people think I could then reuse the par, and then I run into a problem with chatat shemetu baaleha. Mishum gzeira yamutu, because the zera they'll die. Like let it just graze. Ella, the Gemara has a different answer. So it's a gzeira because of a chata. This is what Michael was saying, what Fern was saying. So also one of the five chata metod are a chata avrashnata if the it ages out. So the chata has to be within 1 year of its birth. So it can't be less than 8 days, but it can't be more than 1 year old. So it's a gzeira. The Gemara says we're afraid that it'll lead people to possibly think or end up bringing an animal that's over a year old, like push it over to a year. So there was Zera. What do you mean Zera? Like a harfaka drabanan. What do you mean? That animal is more than a year old. If I was going to use it for this Yom Kippur and I push it over to next Yom Kippur, it is not a Zera. It is more than a year old. So the verse is Halo Kasha. That's not a question. And this we had answered earlier. It's Rebbe. In other words, because here we're following the sheep of Rebbe. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Shanat Mima. Now, this is talking about the Batei Rechoma. If you have homes in a walled city, so if they're sold, so the owner has a year to which to redeem them. If he doesn't redeem it in a year, then the buyer gets it forever. Okay, it's Batei Rechoma. They're exempt from redeeming the Shemitah. They don't go back in the sabbatical year, the Batei Rechoma. But I guess the trade-off for that is that the seller, the prior owner, he gets a year to redeem it. So he redeems, he pays back the money to the purchaser, pro rata, and then it's his again. But he has 1 year to do that. The clock begins running. So the Torah says, Shana Tamima, like a year will go by. So he says, Mona Shloshmiot v'shishimacham yishayom v'nyan yimonacham adivri Rebbe. Rebbe says, the year is 365 days. It means it's a solar year, is the year for the Batei Rechoma. But Chachamim Omrim, Monash 12 Chodesh Miyom Miyom, Chachamim say that we do it with the lunar year. We do it 12 months with the lunar year from day to day. So if you sold the house on the 10th of Nisan, you have till, I assume, the 9th, the 10th of Nisan. If you sold it, it says Miyom Miyom. So Miyom Yom, I guess the 10th will count as day one. So I guess you have to the 9th in order to redeem it. It says on the top line in Samach Babu Vinit Abra, and if it's a leap year, you get an extra month in the year in the top of the Mofer. That's the advantage of the seller. He gets 13 months in which to redeem it. So again, coming back to our question. So we said it's a Gezerah. So it's not necessarily true that if we wait a year, that the animal have aged out. Because the way Rashi has the example, let's say the animal was 8 days old on an Erev Yom Kippur, And so then it will still be within the year, a year later. It will still, in other words, because the lunar year is 354 days and the solar year is 365 days. So you have an additional 11 days on the solar calendar over the lunar year. So it could still be within the wire for the next Yom Kippur. So it's not necessarily over a year old, but it's a gzeira that people come to think that I could bring an animal that's more than a year old. That's what we're afraid about. So the Gemara says, so on the top line in Samach Bava Meral, Hatpinach Seir. Okay, so Seir, now I understand, sure, you have a good reason why I can't, you know, carry over the Seir from one year to the next. Par might live anymore. What about the par? The par doesn't have to be a year old. The par, it can be, is in third year of life. In other words, the third year. Now, folks say on this, that even with the par, they run into a problem because it could, in other words, if it's in the third year, but it could age out in the third year. But assuming the par, you don't think it is a problem. So the Gemara says, Gzeira par atu Seir. The par is a Gzeira because of the Seir. Ushim Gzeira Yamot, because the Gzeira died. Vod Chatacha Varashnata L'Re'iya Azla. Now, Gemara wants to say that even if it would be a chatacha of rashnata, not like I said before, that a chatacha of rashnata is one of the five chatot meitot, which is a simple shot, but here the Gemara says chatacha of rashnata, l'ri'iya azla. Even if it would be a chatacha of rashnata, if it went over age, it goes to be grazing. The Amar Reish Lakish, which Reish Lakish says, chatacha of rashnata, where we don't talk ilu miyomet of the barot, the roa. Reish Lakish says a chatacha of rashnata, we view it as an animal that's in the Beit HaKvarot. It's in the cemetery. The Kohen can't have access to it because he can't enter a cemetery, but it just goes to graze. Now, if that's the case, so what does Reish Lakish do with the Chatach of Arashanta, which we say is one of the five Chatot of Meitot? So the Gemara in the second Gemara asks this question, and the Gemara says that the way Reish Lakish learns the Mishnah, that Chatach of Arashanta means it was like Avuda and it was Arashanta as the way. So it's not like simple the way we normally learn it. So the Gemara says, so we still don't understand why we can't let these animals hang out and use them a little bit more. So El Amarava Gzera Mishum Takala. So Rava says it's a Gzera because of a Takala means that something harmful thing will come about, which the Gemara will elaborate on tomorrow, if we would let these animals, be brought the following year. All right, we'll see what that Takala is. Now, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, let me see if I have anything to do. Maybe I've sung somebody today, so you have the stories. And even Doc Dodges, I said somebody doesn't like the stories, but let me see what I have here. All right, I'll just read a little halakha piece here, and we'll see what's going. Okay, the Rambam distinguishes between, now this is going back with B'nai Ha'ir. The members of the city, they sent their shkalim with the shliach, and the shliach were shomri chinam, and then they were stolen or abdu. And so the shomri chinam is popular in that. So the Rambam distinguishes between an Asian who's a paid watchman, a Shomer Safar, and one who's an unpaid watchman, a Shomer Chinam. A paid watchman, a Shomer Safar, is responsible for lost stolen items, Chai for Geneva Veda, whereas the Shomer Chinam is not responsible for lost stolen Shkalim, save the obligation to take an oath. In line with this halakha, one can ask, what is the responsibility of a person who maintains a tzedakah box in his home? If the money becomes lost or is stolen, does the homeowner bear any responsibility to the tzedakah institution for the lost money? The Tzitz Eliezer was asked this question by children who discovered tzedakah boxes in the deceased father's home. As the items were moved from place to place, tzedakah money was lost, either in part or entirely. Were the children responsible for the missing money? The Tzitz Eliezer ruled that one who maintains a tzedakah box in his home bears no responsibility for the money because one does not accept the responsibilities of the watchman. Keeping the tzedakah box is the equivalent of a person telling his friend, my house is available for use. Shulchan Aruch rules that such statements are not kasut acceptance of responsibility. He says, furthermore, the accepted practice is to leave the tzedakah box out in the open. This is a clear indication that the homeowner, does not accept responsibility for the tzedakah box. Even if the homeowner made a declaration, the money should go towards tzedakah, thus making, he says, a vow, he would not be responsible for the missing money because he could claim the law follows those opinions that look at the money in the tzedakah box as if it reached the possession of the tzedakah collector, the gabbai tzedakah, and he's relieved of any further responsibility. All right, now we'll do a story, and then that will be it for today. The verse, now we Amakra Zodolach Chodesh B'Chadsho. We have the new year; you have to bring it from the new money. So the pasuk is used as a proof to today's staff regarding the inadmissibility of last year's goat, since it was purchased with prior year's funds. But first, it's all explains that communal offerings. Okay. What? Okay. So Rav Hirsch explains that communal offerings was paid for with funds that embody the freshness of the people's rededication to God that year. Just as each day brings its own refreshing renewal, every year does so as well. The Arizal explains this further. Each year we acquire a new facet of the Torah. This is the inner meaning of Chazal's statement that the Torah has shivim panim, the average number of years in a person's life. Shivim panim of Torah means like usually you live like 70 years. That's the way they take it. During each year, a new aspect of the Torah is revealed within the collective soul of Jewish people, and last year's Nidva Lev cannot be rolled over into a new year. And I was like, you're like a new person. You're a different person this year. So he says, a Talmud once asked Rav Shach Zatzal, why do you work so hard preparing your lectures? It's all written down in your work, Av Yezri. Why not just review it before this year? Rosh Hashiv explained, you should know that it's impossible to learn Torah and really transmit it to one student through Svarim alone. The student must hear Torah from Rav who's living that which he teaches so it can enter into his heart. If I were to teach my Shuvah straight from Av Yezri, I would merely be mouthing that which has already been written without having to add any new effort. How can I possibly give over the Torah if my students won't feel how I toil to gain a proper understanding? If I were just going to read from a book, surely it would be better to quote from the Tzos or Rabbi Akiva Eger instead of my Shir. If you want to understand the true meaning of transmitting Torah, is that words that come forth from the heart must enter into the heart of another. Okay, I think that's it. Okay, so let me end the recording, and then I'll talk to everybody. One second. I'm in trouble.